Open our Bibles. We'll go back to Philippians in that sweet first chapter. And tonight, brothers and sisters, how wonderful. We're going to launch out into Paul's love dilemma. And this is a good love dilemma. This is the really only good love dilemma there really is, but Paul's love dilemma. Should I stay or should I go? And as the Lord's been impressing upon our hearts, brothers and sisters, and I believe all the way through this precious study, is I pray that we realize this was not only for Paul. This is about a heart, about a vessel that God so richly had the Holy Spirit encourage Paul to write, not to them, to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. And praise the Lord, he's preparing a people that love his appearing, that pant for him, that are delirious for his face, that are expecting not just your coming, but are you coming now? Are you coming today? You're coming for me. Praise God. See, it's beyond, isn't it? And this is where Paul's heart is, all because of the love of God shed abroad in his heart by the Holy Spirit. But God is encouraging us in this, brothers and sisters, as we receive this from the Spirit, is this is the heart attitude he wants in us as well. He's searching for that goodly pearl, that wondrous body that will come out of the church. The glorious church that will come out without spot or wrinkle. The readied wife. The ones that are not just looking, but loving his appearing. Now, I believe that we're going to see very evidently and very quickly that this desire to depart and to be with the Lord, it's evident. And I'm thankful to Jesus that it's evident in this place, not because of any of us, but because of Christ in us. And I always remember, especially one dear friend, very zealous man of the things of God, openly buoyant about Jesus Christ. And I remembered meeting him at a couple business deals in the past. This is probably about 15 years ago. And the Lord saw fit to have us get together one time. And you know, he was very talkative. And he was talking about some wonderful things. And I just sat there and listened. The Lord had me be still. And he says, well, what do you think? And I said, I think Jesus could come today. And he kind of stopped. And he says, oh, yes, he's coming, isn't he? I said, no, he'd come today. Can you hear the trumpet, man? Are you listening for it? Not even 5 minutes went by, and I'm not magnifying myself. I'm magnifying the message of the grace and glory and the love of Jesus Christ. He said, I've been a Christian all my life. I've been in some of the largest churches all around the country. I've never met anybody who loved the appearing, expected the appearing of the Lord like you. And I said, oh, there's a whole bunch of us. You got to come see us. I said, yes. I said, that's the word of God. That's the love message. I'm coming, and I'm coming for you. And you don't know the hour. Don't you be asleep in the night. Because I'm coming as a thief. But I'm coming. Don't you doubt it, I'm coming. But he gets on to say here in a moment, it's far better. That means much more and larger. And yes, we haven't started reading yet, but I want us to get into this. There's no comparison here. But we're going to read about a love, brothers and sisters, that constrains him. Sister Key so sweetly was encouraged a couple weeks back to preach on this constraining love and how important in everything in our life, but especially for this. See, it constrains us. It keeps us soberly looking for him. At times we get a little bit unsober looking for him. But praise be to God, there's that consistency of, Lord, thy will be done. But we're talking about the very love of God for the saints, brothers and sisters. And we're going to see here that it's become the passion of Paul's life. And again, I encourage That is the evidence of the bride's heart, the passion for the readiness of the saints of God. And that's what God put in his heart. That's why he just didn't despair or separate himself off and go live up on a hill in a sense and say, oh, Jesus is coming today. No, he got into what God wanted him to get into, and that was preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant in it. As he passed on to Timothy, preach this glorious gospel. Amen. It's the power of God unto salvation. And we're going to read about a salvation tonight. My goodness, a complete one. And tonight, brothers and sisters, you think about it as well too. That treasure in earthen vessels is right here in this meeting. Praise be to God. All by his grace and all to his glory. So let's go ahead and begin reading from verse 21. Philippians 1, verse 21. For to me to live, Christ, and to die, gain. See, there was no fear there. None. Man, is it a good thing to see him face to face. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. I just think how wonderful. The great grace, brothers and sisters, that's there to be offered. And the great grace in this precious life of Paul, why he rejoices, is the fruit. Your faith and love is my joy unspeakable and full of glory. The plentiful harvest, brothers and sisters, that God is after. The faith and mature faith, believing in his Son to the uttermost. And the reason he rejoiced so much in the joy, as we read from the very beginning in this book, in this letter, I should say, to these sweet saints, the reason that every thought and every remembrance and every prayer was a joy, not one derogatory thing is said about this group of saints, is because, brothers and sisters, this wonderful believing faith in love was going on in its fullest in these saints. You talk about being well pleased. And brothers and sisters, that's how we should be. Well pleased by God's grace when the Lord is working effectually. Effectually because of our belief by God's grace. It's right there, but it works effectually in them that believe. Now, they were taking it in. They were becoming full of all the fullness of God. The eyes of their understanding were being enlightened, the much, the more. And they were moving on into apprehending him. How wonderful. By God's grace, this message was being received in such a fervent way, in a passion, in a thankfulness, brothers and sisters. And God help us. I really believe that it all comes down to true thankfulness. Be thankful. Be grateful to God. Whenever we're a little bit low, whenever we get a little bit feeling sorry, whenever we don't necessarily feel, be thankful. Say, well, how can you be thankful for that? Let me tell you something. Just be thankful for Jesus. Just be thankful that he knows what he's doing. Be thankful, praise God, that he said, you know what? I've before ordained the good works that you should walk therein. Lord, you laid it all out. Help my unbelief. God, let me believe you. Praise the Lord, you have given it all. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I have got it all because of Christ in us and us in Christ. Now you see with these saints, brothers and sisters, the glory was not being watched afar off. They weren't just observing the glory. They weren't. These brothers and sisters, by God's grace, they entered into it. They allowed it to enter into them. They wrote it, praise God, and as the Lord encourages here, as we'll read on, right into the very midst of the throne, also known as the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, but made one with that all-glorious body. See, Brother Paul really allowed the Spirit to take him there. The supplying that went through that brother, but then the rich supply that he received. See, a lot of times, brothers and sisters, you know, knowledge puffeth up. But love, oh my goodness, you talk about edifying. You talk about the encouragement of the love of God. Let me tell you something. That's what it is. Sometimes, again, self, flesh, we can get a lot of knowledge. We can think that we're all about knowing. But brothers and sisters, God said, knowing what? My love. Know my love. And be, by God's grace, that reservoir that receives the love of God and gives out the love of God. That's the bride. This is this heart that he's talking about here. And as Brother Paul says, I choose what I shall choose, I want not. And think how beautiful that is. That's Lord. That's just as Jesus Christ, the maturity that's in this brother. Father, thy will be done. Lord, have your way. I truly, by God's grace, I don't have a care. My goodness, I've cast them all upon you. You know exactly what I need. You know exactly where I need to be. You know exactly the time, the place, and your timing is perfect. It's not 1 second too soon, and it's not 1 second too late. God, let me be patient and enduring. Let me receive that grace and wait upon you, knowing that you will perform it. So again, we see here the Lord, and I believe this is so precious, how God allows this dealing in Brother Paul's heart. It's so public. I mean, it's really made known, and it's wonderful. It's almost as if Paul here had a choice. It almost is. We know that God chose because he allowed the Lord to make that choice, and God knows. But see, Brother Paul knew that it was far exceeding abundant to be with Christ, that there was nothing to be compared than to be face to face with the glory of God. Amen? Amen. That's why we don't fear death. That's by God's grace we understand that he that believeth in me shall never die. To be absent from the body is to be present with Jesus Christ as a believer. We know that in a moment. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And how we rejoice. And again, how heaven says it's precious in the sight of the Lord or the death of his saints. He loves when they come home. He stands up. Just as they did for Stephen. Every single one. My goodness, more fruit in the barn. So we're grateful to God how this comes about. But he knew that this was a far exceeding abundant, not to be compared, gain in his life. Yet he was constrained, brothers and sisters, with a bridal love. A love that was beyond. It was a beyond love because of the love of God that was placed in his heart for the body. For the body. He wasn't just consumed with himself. It was always about God's desires, about God's plan, about his provision, us in Christ. And brothers and sisters, this just wasn't for Paul alone. This is to all them also that love his appearing. We're to follow him as he followed Christ. It's been given. It's been made known, brothers and sisters. It's all by the grace of God, but let's not try to avoid something. Let's not try to pass something by. He's taking the Holy Spirit, all the things of Christ, and making them mine. He takes them, all truth. All of this, brothers and sisters, God is sufficiently supplying by his Holy Spirit of his wondrous Son. Now, till we all come, was on the mind of Brother Paul. Amen. How about us? What do you think? I think it's coming. I really do. I think, I shouldn't say I think, it's evident. There's starting to become a fervent love, I believe, by God's grace, that continues to grow from glory to glory, because that's what the Word of God said. See, neutral we cannot be. We're either going to draw back, or we're going to spring forward. And by God's grace, yep, there might not be as many coals along the way, but I'll tell you what, those ones that are left over, they're burning more fervent than ever. And that's the truth. Know it. See, that's what God does. But brothers and sisters, this is exactly where he's bringing us, this heart of Brother Paul, that the Holy Spirit, again, because of the love of the Holy Spirit, because of the grace of God that was put there, He had a passion and desire that there was no greater desire in the heart of the Father, the Son, or even the Holy Ghost, but as well as to the bride, to see that body readied, that she would come forth till we all come. Paul saw that. He saw that that was the great desire to complete this wondrous throne. You know, I was thinking about this as well, too. There's wonderful brothers and sisters in the Lord that give their whole lives, brothers and sisters, to preach a salvation message that will go into different countries and places where they are despairing of their life, literally, that it could be taken at any time. They're convinced and convicted of the Lord to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And brothers and sisters, I therein do rejoice. I will rejoice. And God help us to always rejoice. He that winneth souls is wise. It's awesome. And here they are giving all of that, letting go of all the things here, of the convenient things of maybe the United States of America, and going into South America and Africa and all of these different places to preach the word. Now, how much more so when you know what you know? When God has enlightened the eyes of your understanding, truly, brothers and sisters, by His grace, that He's going to have a glorious bride. And that is His ultimate desire, for her to be presented to His Son. All right, let's read 25 and 26. And having this confidence, I know, I love this. See, we know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. You see here, brothers and sisters, his expectation was not in his ability. His expectation was always in the faithfulness of God, His word, His grace, the promises of God. His confidence was in that he that wills to know will know. He will know the gospel. You surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you will grow up, because it's the desire of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above all to grow you up into all things in Him. Amen. He's about mature sons. He loves His heirs, but His desire, many sons to glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. A people for my name's sake. Yea, the crown, as we will get to if the Lord tarry, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The vocation, brothers and sisters. My goodness. As the sister prayed, that we wake up to it. That we be more fervent in our praise, in our worship. Not of me, but Lord, of the thankfulness, the gratitude, the love, what you have given. God, help me not to, again, get caught up in the things of this world, even in the things of this flesh, whether it is finances, whether it is illness, therewith to be content. Does God know what He's doing or not? Does He? He does. He does, and He will perform it. Yield, yield, yield. Now, it goes on here in the 25th verse as we just read. Look at that word, the furtherance, brothers and sisters. See, this is what it's all about, furtherance. He's after that maturity. He's after that inheritance that's in the saints. It's in us, brothers and sisters. He put that treasure there. And He wants a return. He's given everything. He's invested everything. Praise God in His Son, and He's given His Son to us. This word furtherance means to progress, to advance. An exalted rank of righteousness, as we rejoiced on Sunday morning. The mark for the prize. To go on and finish with joy. With joy. And let me explain this a little bit about joy here. The joy, brothers and sisters, is all truth. Amen? Oh, come on now. Is the joy to your heart and your life all truth? See, that only happens, all truth, when that Holy Spirit begins taking that love and just shedding it abroad in your heart. Sure, you're going to suffer. Sure, that word is sweet to the mouth but bitter to the stomach. But we know why. We don't doubt. This life is but a vapor. This moment in time that you live and we live is the most important moment, but we're just passing through. God is proving himself in the saints of the Most High. Lovest thou me more than these? By your grace I do, Lord Jesus. By your grace I will go, Lord Jesus. I don't care what they say. I don't care if I'm despised and rejected of all men. Oh, it's not a mansion I got waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. And he's waiting for a company that will be his altogether glorious, lovely bride. And he's waiting to say, I do. Praise God. How wonderful. Now, the evidence will be a full joy. Verse 26, rejoicing more abundant. Look at that. That's what that means. A fullness, a full joy, complete, abounding, bubbling over, boiling. Again, the finisher of the bridal race is a joyful finisher. The only true joyful finisher is the winner. Amen? I mean, now let's talk about it. I mean, it's wonderful, you know, you got out there and you finished and that's great. But there's something about that winner. There's just something about that winner. There's a joy that no one understands. Truly, you can appreciate it. You can, you know, when they stand up in the Olympics and, you know, those ones that have given so much of their life for a corruptible crown. But you do appreciate the dedication. You appreciate the talent. You appreciate all of those hours and that beauty in that athletic specimen that saw what could be and went after it. And that all for a corruptible crown. A moment in time that's gone. Meaningless, will be forgotten. What about the ones that will say, I have won him forever? Forever. I hope every hair on our body's standing up. Come on! I know it's hump day. I know we're a little tired. But my goodness, I hope our heart is leaping and leaping and leaping. You love me like that, Lord? Yeah, you do. You do. Praise the Lord. He's just always there. Know that he's just always around you. I'm the faithful one, honey. I love you. Now let's just come on. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. I want you ready to take flight. I want you ready to go. Let go of those weights. Those lies of those chains that you think that are binding your life, them just lies. Whom I've made free is free indeed. There's nothing more powerful than the love of God. Nothing. Mm-mm. It's the power of everything. There's nothing that can stand against it. My goodness, it defeated sin, death. Praise be to God, the resurrection power. It's exciting stuff. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, it's all in Christ. Let's move along. 27 and 28. Only. I tell you, the absolutes in the Word of God are pretty amazing, aren't they? We've got a lover of our soul. It's not, well, I appreciate if you really like me. Come on now. Let it speak to us. Only. Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. So here we have Brother Paul again, the sergeant at arms. Only. Isn't that a wonderful word? Only. It's wonderful, brothers and sisters. It's not a warning. It's a command to the first rank. It's wake up. He's coming. He loves you and he's looking for a fervent lover. Those are the ones that will be awake. Those will be the ones that are alive. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You talk about a quickening in that company. Put on the whole armor of God. Live Christ. Enjoy him to the fullest. Believe him. This word alone or only means alone. It means solely. It means shut up to Jesus. Let your manner of life be him. That's your conversation. It's your manner of life. Who are you? I'm Christ's. I'm Christ's. If you're a child of God, you are too. Don't care how you feel. I don't care what you're doing. You're his. You're his alone. He bought you with the precious blood that he so freely allowed to flow on Calvary. Cleansed you. Bought you. Redeemed you. And praise be to God. You are seated together with him in the heavens in Christ. My goodness, you talk about a love. You talk about this wondrous salvation. But brothers and sisters, it's not talking about just talking about it. It's talking about body, soul, and spirit. It's encouraging us that I am my beloved's and his desire is towards me. I'm his. Praise the Lord. And we are his at the moment of salvation and believing the Lord. We're his, aren't we? Now he wants us to fall into his arms. You're never going to get out, so quit wiggling and thrashing, but to surrender to him. What a lover. He's always there. He's always faithful. He's always all sufficiency for us, isn't he? Honey, I love you. Now apprehend me. Turn face to face. Look into that face. Praise God. Behold the very glory of my Father. But see, brothers and sisters, this is our citizenship, that it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Again, that I am not my own. I am bought with the blood. I am a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And then in verse 27, it says, as it becometh. This means a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And again, it's that surrendering, brothers and sisters. It's not only for ourselves, it's for the body of Christ. Do we really realize how important we are to the body? We're part of the body of Christ. You think about your own body that you have. How many of you want to give up an elbow? Do you have a toe that you'll just give away? I got two eyes, I'll just give one up. You see how that's nuts. How much more so his body? And how much more so the body, praise God, the Lamb's wife? She doesn't feel that way. She knows Christ in her. Not her, but Christ in me. The glory that he wants me to be, and the glory that's all him. The glory that's all him. We rejoiced in it on Sunday, didn't we? He's been made righteousness for me. He's imputed that to me. By God's grace, I died. Thank you, Jesus. Keep reminding me over and over. As I get discouraged and all, oh yeah, I died. That's not me. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. See, that's the hope. That's our abounding hope. Amen? Amen. It's not about, in a sense, me. It's Christ in me. It's him. It's always him. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it awesome? To really believe who he has made you, that he has given you his very life. And that's who lives in us. That's why God cares. That's why the Father is not just caring, he's enamored. That's why he gave all that he had in his Son. And that's why he has sold all that he had to come and search for the goodly pearl, the time that we live in. The time to fall in love with Jesus. To fall in love with him. Praise the Lord. I'll stay with it here. But brothers and sisters, this rich supplying in the bride is beyond. It's fervent and it's continual. We realize this is the highest treasure to God. It is the goodly pearl, brothers and sisters. See, God quicken our hearts to this, that how important is every member beyond. You could not put a price on it. We couldn't describe it. Till we all come, seeing different ones restored to fellowship, oh my goodness. If it isn't on our heart that every single child of God is not wanted to win his best, God help us. If there is a saint that you feel otherwise, I will tell you right now, you do not have the perfect love of God. And I will tell you right now that the bride has the perfect love of God. So you can connect A, B, and C. It's the truth. He's working a mighty work, isn't he? Isn't he working a mighty work? Oh, how far glory has taken us. Isn't it awesome? I'm understanding the love of God just makes you love everybody. The simplicity of that statement over the years. But then finally it hits you. Now, I'm not comparing anybody, so don't anybody go running. Because we don't compare ourselves amongst ourselves. But I'm talking about the heart of God. I was thinking how Paul delighted in those saints. All the preaching, all of the glorious message that God had given in his heart to bestow upon them, and they responded and received. And how thankful our pastor for all those years would be. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I pray we all have that pastor's heart. Huh? Amen. Oh, no, that was just for Paul. Oh, you missed it. Fervent love. Fervent love. That is what it's about. The poor you'll always have with you. But me, just a little while. Timothy preached the word. Amen. Yeah, we look to our brother's need, but brothers and sisters, God help us to be caught up into that. God will take care of it. Preach the word. Preach the word. That's what's going to give you the mother load of mother loads. And it is. Hallelujah. So, the testimony. Verse 27. That ye stand fast. Boy, that stands throughout the Word of God, isn't it? Especially in those places where he's talking about the ones that really want to be separated to him. The ones that will come out from among them and be separate. As it says in the Ephesians, the fully purposed ones. That you stand again, and having done all, stand. Praise be to God. And here it is, that you stand fast. That means not wavering. That means not being tossed to and fro. That means not looking to the left or to the right. But it's fixed. It's fixed on the prize. Brothers and sisters, we've been hearing this message by God's grace for many years. What does it mean to us? Does it mean everything? I pray it does. I pray it means everything to us. That we are fully purposed. That we are pressing for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That we're not going to be by grace. This isn't of our effort. This is love's drawing. This is what love does. I love you. And I love you so immensely, I want you to rule and to reign jointly with me. I want you to enter into the midst of the throne with me. Come on now, we know these things. But are they mine? Are they mine? Are they yours? I blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And even the power to believe that. Isn't that awesome? See, without Christ, all of this, people would say, well, that's just nonsense. It's hooey. It's meaningless. You need the life of Christ, don't you? And then you need the power of His might, don't you? Amen. Now, totally committed to the leading of the Holy Ghost. That's a surrendering, isn't it? See, that's a confidence and a trust that, Lord, Your word is true. Did you hear that? That, Lord, Your word is true. His promises are yea and amen. That it's impossible for God to lie. This is His word. It's true. It's true. Okay? Now, we know this because of God's love that hit our hearts. But living it, we must be empowered. The power of His might, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen, amen. And brothers and sisters, it's a yielding, isn't it? A lot of people say, well, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, that's wonderful. Are you full of the Spirit? Is the fruit, praise God, abundant? That's what He's after, isn't He? Abundant fruit. Good fruit. Praise God. That's the only kind He produces. I was just rejoicing in Romans again and again, but especially this week. He's the vine, and we've been grafted in where the branches. He richly supplies, fully supplies. It's all Him. It's all Him. That branch doesn't do anything. It receives. And how abundant the fruit. Praise His name. Now, totally committed to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Well, brother, what's that? Love. It's love, brothers and sisters. That's exactly what it is. Philadelphia brotherly love. Verse 9 of this first chapter started us off. He said, more and more in love and in the knowledge of it. Him. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he goes on here right now in this 27th verse and he says, be of one mind, the mind of Christ. What's the mind of Christ? It's the Word of God. It is the Word of God. That's our life, brothers and sisters. The life we now live is what? By faith. And what is faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's faith. That's our life. Anything else we try to live, that's not life to us. And it doesn't work, does it? It's the round peg, square hole syndrome, isn't it? We've all been there. God help us. Lord, have Your way. Let Your mind be in me. Quit trying to let me figure this out. Quit trying to let me deceive myself through this. Because all I'm doing is creating a better, bigger mess. But thank the Lord in Jesus' name. Praise His name. It's done. Now, faith of the gospel. Look what it says here. Striving together for the faith of the gospel. See, this is the encouragement, brothers and sisters, to believe every bit of it. Yes, not just picking bits and pieces of it, but believe the Word of God in its entirety. It's all profitable to us. It is, brothers and sisters. As it says in Hebrews 2:1, giving the much more earnest heed to the things which ye have heard, lest at any time you let them slip. God help us to never go tired of these things. I was thinking about Sunday's message. Praise God. Righteousness. That was 101. 101's gotten awful big, hasn't it? And we haven't even scratched the surface. What's to come? Another glory. And what it's going to be. Oh, hallelujah. Now, striving together in the one mind and in that one precious spirit. See, she moves in perfect harmony, doesn't she? She's beautiful. The winner of the race is always beautiful. I love to watch, as I said, those beautiful athletes. They show them in slow motion and all those little sinews in their bodies and everything. It's just in perfect motion. That's her. And this isn't even worthy to be compared with what I'm saying, but this is what we know in type. But it means here, this striving together, it means seeking it out, the quest, pressing toward it, isn't it? And giving the much more earnest heed. Remember these things. By God's grace, remember these things. And how do we remember these things? We believe the gospel. That's how you do it. There's no newfangled way. There isn't a new sizzling this or that. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the Word. It's the Word. As God said, as those disciples were getting giddy, oh, we're going to build an altar to this prophet and one to this prophet, and we'll get one to Jesus too. And he said, no, 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 no. They were gone. And only Christ was there. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. And we're hearing him. This is his word. And God help us to be satisfied with it. And isn't that interesting, to be satisfied? Oh my goodness. Lord, just let me be thankful. Grateful. Oh, I'm so satisfied. What can I render unto you? Let me receive the grace of what you want. Not what I think. Not what I want to see somebody to see me as. Take of the cup of salvation and drink. Yes. See, brothers and sisters, as it says here, only with his mind and only with his power can you believe the word of God. See how sweet and simple that is? Did you hear that? See, only with the mind of Christ. And isn't that precious? He said, let it be in you. Just let it. It's already there. Here it is. Let. See, I didn't have to do anything to get it. It wasn't you had to keep this, 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 and this to have my mind. He just said, let it. Let it be in you. Let it reign. It's who you are. By God's grace, you have my life. You even have my thoughts if you'll let it. If you'll be Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? But see, that's God. And that's how much God loves us. And then the quickening power of his might, the Holy Spirit. And here she comes forth as this spiritual one, this one we see in Paul. She restores, she edifies, she encourages. Her speech is lovely. Her ways are mercy and gentleness. Amen. Sounds a lot like Jesus Christ. You know it. Why? Because she's like him. She's like him. See, that's the beauty to God. That's the beauty of the bride of Christ, is she is like him. I was again discussing with a saint this week. I appreciate however Christ is preached, but you hear so much about what would Jesus do, and I think of, you know, that way. His mind's already in there. Let. You love. He wills and do and does of his good pleasure in our lives, doesn't he? I don't think about how to breathe. Do you? You just did. It's who you are. It's Christ in you. Oh, God, help us to get it, huh? We couldn't try. You can't. It's already imputed. It's given. It just is there. The flower, the lily, it doesn't toil. It's already arrayed in beauty. It just grows. The vine has supplied it all. It just receives. Okay. Praise God. Well, verse 28, nothing terrified. What do you think? Huh? There's some terrifying times we're living in, aren't we? Yes, there are. A lot of terrifying things going on. But this verse 28, and I'll move. 1 Timothy and Jude, many other places in the Word of God, tells us this. Hold fast the form of sound words. Sound doctrine. Grievous wolves, they're here. And they're coming more and more. And you know it. The watered down truth is everywhere. The compromise is rampant. Good God, good devil, good everybody is the major theme. And I call that truly in a lot of ways too. They're preaching the kingdom message. And we're not there yet. It's a precious truth to know. But I live in the church age. I live in the age that Jesus Christ is searching and seeking. His Father looking diligently for the true worshiper that worships Him in spirit and in truth. Yeah, that's what it's about, brothers and sisters. But see, perilous times, we're in them. Seducing spirits, blasphemers, false accusers. It says in the Word of God, they creep into houses. And they lead away silly women. Multitude of lusts. Continue in the things which you have learned. And not only learned, but hast been assured of knowing. Have we not been assured, brothers and sisters? Come on. And not just once. Time and time and time again. Remember these things. Keep them always in remembrance. Don't let them slip. See, brothers and sisters, those children of Israel there in the wilderness, they would never remember a thing. They forgot so quickly how faithful God is to them. Not was to them, but is to them. If I don't see what I think I need to see now, I'm going to start murmuring. That's a child. That's an immature child of the King. Thank God. Always a child is a child. And thank God that He abides faithful. But His desire, as we said earlier, as He said, the furtherance, the abounding, growing up, the mature sons of God to come forth. And this is what this is about. Continue in the things that thou hast learned. We know this, brothers and sisters. Now He's saying, be the man of God. Be perfect. Be fully mature, completed, finished in all these good works of faith. Because they meant it for my evil, as Paul is even saying here, really. God, I know, is doing it all for my perfection. There is no accident. There is no oops. There was no, oh, what happened there? We got to go back and correct. No, it's perfect. He's got a perfect work. Before He set a star in heaven, He thought our lives out. He saw what each and every one of us needed specifically in our lives, detailed. Even what you're thinking right now, He knew that. He set that. Before He ever set a star in heaven. Come on now. How valuable we are to Him. He could speak and speak and speak those universes into existence. One after the other after the other. But here He's chosen. Will you surrender? Will you submit to this? Isn't that something? And that's His masterpiece. This weak thing. Oh my goodness. My goodness. And here we go. A complete salvation. A salvation so complete. Grace. 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 Can even translate us out just like it did for an Enoch and an Elijah. Boom. And that's what awaits us, brothers and sisters, if we merely believe. Now we'll close it out with 29 and 30. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ. See, this is a gift from Christ. Not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. See, it's given to you. If you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. If you deny the sufferings, I'm going to deny you the right to reign. Heirs of God, be my joint heir. If so be that you'll suffer together with me, that you may also reign glorified together. Isn't that awesome? Now you see why she has the glory of God as she descends out of heaven. Let me tell you something. She's went through it, hasn't she? Praise God. Because He allowed her. He gave her the gift to do it. Having the same conflict which she saw in me, and now here to be in me. So brothers and sisters, this is really a wonderful. Don't think it strange. Don't think it strange. Don't think it out of place. Don't think, oh, this was a terrible accident. These are gifts. It is given unto you. And this is, we had this not too long ago. Do you remember? This word given is due benevolence. These are gifts, wedding gifts. This is like the gift between a husband and wife. And this is his gift to her. That I want you to be glorified with me. My greatest gift that I could give. Suffer with me. Suffer with me. Be that rib portion. Be that pierced rib. My side upon that cross. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, all the wondrous, wondrous types. And not just a type. My goodness, it's just evident. But it's a gift. Brothers and sisters, just like the Holy Spirit, just as Haggai for Esther, getting her ready. I was reading that again today, speedily, didn't he? Speedily. We're in a time of speedily. We are. We got to speedily get ready. Woo, we need a learning curve like this. He's coming. And that's how he operates. Oh, isn't it wonderful? That wonderful Holy Spirit taking the things of Christ and making them ours. He's never late. And yes, this is a pressing time. There are things that, boy, I'll tell you, if we didn't have the Lord, we would call them strange, wouldn't we? Lord, it just seems to be pressing on. I thought it was just one wave was going to be tough, but man, you hit me with 10 tsunamis. Speedily. He's after it, brothers and sisters. He's zealous of you. He wants you to come forth as his all-glorious bride. And it must be this way. 6 months oil, 6 months sweet odors. You think about the suffering, the purification, the beauty. And see, that was seen there in Esther. It's there. It's always going to be the same. If we are ever going to meet the king to marry him, not just meet the king, but meet the king to marry him, there's only one way it's going to happen. Do only as I say, and take only what I give you. See, that was Esther's obedience to Haggai. She didn't know a thing. Let me tell you something. You don't know a thing. We're oblivious to this, but for the gift of grace. And the gift of grace is grace upon grace upon grace. And the Holy Spirit is there for one thing, to fully finish, furnish, complete, and to present. Amen. Amen. And it's right there, brothers and sisters. This is what's transforming right now before our eyes, and more importantly, before his. And that's how excited he is to seeing her coming forth. But if we will do as he says and take only what he gives, we will be just as Esther. We will ravish the heart of the king. We've got him. Hallelujah. Trust in the word of God and its leading alone and the anointing of that Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you what, you'll have him. You'll win him. You'll win him. Yes. Now, the heartache and the sorrow, you look at that. And you need to read that and receive it for yourself. Having the same conflict which he saw in me and now here to be in me. Brothers and sisters, there's no dodging this. There isn't. Okay? And perfect love casts out all fear. It's okay. It's not just okay, it's well. And it's good. Matter of fact, it's not just good, it's perfect. Now, oh, there's so much more I'd like to say, but those before ordained good works, brothers and sisters, that we should walk therein, they're laid out, each and every one. They are. And they all must be walked. They can't be skipped over. If that way is to be had, it's got to be the dark mile. Amen. The halfway house is a special place. It's wonderful. But if you remain at the halfway house, you'll never see the splendor and the glory of what was on at the top. And we too, as Paul, brothers and sisters, are going to despair of our own lives. We are. We're going to be despised and we're going to be rejected, aren't we? Yes, we are. Maybe even by the closest of our loved ones. Separated because of the truth. Did you hear that? Separated because of the truth. Not separated because of personalities. Nope. Mm-mm. See, that's just an excuse for defeat. But because of the truth. All right? The whole counsel of his love. The same conflict, that word there means contest, battle. It's the same race, brothers and sisters. It's the same good fight of faith. Winning him as bridegroom is the same one for each one of us. And the winner's vows will be the same, abounding in the grace of God, as was for Brother Paul. I am now ready to be offered. I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And that's what it'll be. So think it not strange. It must be this way. Let's bow our heads. Father, again, we thank you for this time. We're just grateful again, and truly we stand in awe of your love for us. But God, truly help us to boldly come forth, to continue to apprehend the grace of God, how needful it is to believe you. See, we have to apprehend the grace to believe you, Lord. We have to apprehend the grace of God to continue in believing this high calling of God in your Son that you've called us to, Lord Jesus. Now help us, enable, Lord God, encourage, strengthen. Let us hear the voice that calls over and over to rise up, that I have made you worthy, that you're not just favored, you're highly favored. Come now. Speedily, I'm there to supply you. God, help us to rise up, to hear the voice of the one who says, my love, my fair one. And soon, precious Lord, it's going to be and come away. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.